Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's not waste any time. Giant news blitzes coming up and recaps of top stories. A Big Brother report on what they're up to. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Dennis in in Kansas City. Can't seem to get my states right. Dennis, good to talk to you in there, Missouri.
I just wanted to tell you good news. The Kansas City passed a resolution against the Patriot Act. I heard about it. I went to one of those big rallies that they had, like you went to, like a peace rally or whatever, and they announced it, and I guess it's the proof's in the Kansas City Star, but I don't take the Star, so it's... if it would pass here, it would pass anywhere, I can promise you, in the country.
Dallas threw it out. Cities and towns everywhere, if you confront the city council with Section 802 that were all terrorists under it, all suspected misdemeanors, no Bill of Rights, secret arrest, when you show it to them, they have to throw it out. You say, do you support the Constitution? Is America still America? And I quit counting at 403 states. Now it looks like two other states are about to do it. That was months ago. It's well over 400. The news still reports 145 cities, and that was a year ago.
Well, it failed the first time, but the second time they did it, I guess, believe
it or not. Let me be honest with you, though. They're still implementing it in most areas, but at least they're publicly having to say they're repudiating it. That shows the pressure.
Well, like I said... you know, that's good news for here because, you know, you know what I'm saying? It'd be about like New York trying to throw it out. So
New York did.
I know, so that ought to make you feel better. Thank you.
Hey, good to hear from you. Great points. I appreciate that, Dennis. Let's talk to Sandra in New Jersey. Sandra, go ahead.
Ah, hello, Alex.
Hi.
I was one of the people who called on the morning that Mr. Borkin was on C-SPAN. And I proceeded to ask him a few questions.
Okay, for those that don't know, recap. 2 weeks later, it is still the top story on C-SPAN. They say it is their most visited, most watched story. That's on the main page of C-SPAN.org right now. Their hit piece on me, and I've called their office, and they're not going to be interviewing me at this time. People need to keep calling them. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm waiting for you to get on there. But anyways, I asked him a few questions about 911. And he proceeded to answer them by saying they were stupid. Bush was stupid. That's why that 911.
He's so stupid. He's gotten all this power and gotten to jack up gas prices and hundreds of billions in unaccountable cash going into their coffers for the defense contracts and a huge approval rating. He's just so dumb. He let this happen.
Well, I don't know. But I listen to you every day. If I don't get you in the day, I get you at night.
You're awesome.
From 2 till 5, I can't find any man like you. Oh, where is one? But anyways, I have been, ever since this man got into office, I have been obsessed with trying to find out the truth of why they wanted to get in so bad. They must have spent the first 6 months planning 911.
Oh, that's all come out. They had the launch orders to go into Afghanistan. They were all meeting with the bin Ladens that morning and the head of Pakistani intelligence. They had oil field maps out of all the goodies and how they jack up the prices. And that's the stuff that's even come out of the commission. This whole thing was set up. The PNAC says we need a helpful terror attack to get the oil.
You know, those two buildings came down at the same time. And the way they came down, I just saw Veterans Stadium being imploded yesterday. And, I mean, it's like the exact same thing. How could they come down at the same time? And, you know, there's so many questions about this. They're going to fall because of the Internet. The computer is going to kill them. And thank you. Thank you very much.
You're awesome. Thanks for the call. We'll come back, take more calls. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Now 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this third hour. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island, to Rochester, New York, to Los Angeles, California, to Austin, Texas. Simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 94.75 at night, of course, at 32.10, and, of course, on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I said we're going to have open phones and get into a bunch of this other 9/11 whitewash commission news and get into a bunch of Big Brother news. But in the first hour, I had this district attorney, John O'Boyle, on from Pierce County, Wisconsin. And it was the Wall Street Journal headline story yesterday. We've got it on the websites right now. In push to stop drunk driving, police draw blood. Well, my producer got us another guest on this because I wanted to have somebody pro and con. We've got somebody who's against it. And it says, Mr. Jones dies fighting. And I know people, they beat up, they put guns to their heads, they whatever. I've read the articles for 3 years on air where they do it at checkpoints on the side of the road, people. And they test for everything. I know people who are arrested for a warrant for not paying parking tickets, and they take their blood in the jail. I mean, this is Orwellian, and it's just horrible. And I want to read two paragraphs, and we'll go to our guest, who's an esteemed doctor. It says, they've got guard Daniel Kursky testified that physical resistance to blood draws was a nightly event. Guards would use whatever force is necessary, quote. He testified, typically handcuffing defendants' arms behind their back, bending them over and examining an examination table in the jail nurse's office and holding them down. Sometimes drivers were held on the floor. Quote, we always get our blood, he testified. Mr. Jones, 270 pounds, tossed several officers off his back with a bunk of his head. Officers testified that another stood on him and kicked Mr. Jones's head. That officer denied the charge. Suddenly, Mr. Jones went limp. The coroner ruled that Mr. Jones died of acute cardiac arrhythmia, a heart rhythm disturbance, but his second autopsy performed by a retired deputy medical examiner at the request of Mr. Jones's widow found that his head had been beaten and his left eye crushed. Quote, had it not been for the trauma, he probably would not have died, the doctor testified. So, is this freedom? Again, imagine the Germans on the train wanting to jam needles into you. Oh, those evil Nazis. But in America now, it's freedom, right along with cameras in the school bathrooms. Now, it says some physicians are alarmed when doctors or those working for them draw blood for police without consent. The doctors argue that the Hippocratic Oath, which they don't even give anymore, requires them to put patients' needs and desires first and to respect their privacy and decisions. Yeah, doctors shouldn't become butchers and bakers and candlestick makers for the police, and decisions to decline medical procedures. Now, the American College of Emergency Physicians said in 98 that it opposes requiring or permitting doctors to give blood results to police because such reporting fundamentally conflicts with the appropriate role of physicians in the physician-patient relationship. And this is a quote from the doctor who's with us now. For me to draw blood from a patient who is refusing to have his blood drawn, unless I have compelling medical reasons for that blood sample, I'm committing assault and battery, and I'm not going to do it, says Dr. Phil Brewer, president of the Connecticut College of Emergency Physicians and a fellow at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And he joins us now. And again, this sets the precedent, forced inoculations, all of it, sticking needles in people, and taking what they, taking their person. Dr. Brewer, thank you for holding during my diatribe. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right, but I seem to be informed on this. The district attorney wasn't. I have articles where the cops take the blood on the side of the road, but why are you against this?
Well, what I'm against is what I'm for. It's probably easier to explain what I'm for. I'm certainly for pursuing drunk drivers or people who are impaired drivers. But there's a method for doing that, and when it comes to drawing their blood, the laws in the states that I'm aware of only do that under informed consent, meaning the person is asked for permission to draw their blood, and if they agree, then I'm perfectly willing to draw it, and if they disagree, then I'm perfectly unwilling to draw it.
Well, but Wisconsin did, 22,000 of these in 99 alone, and I've talked to people where they demand the blood, and the point is they have the flashlights that are really breathalyzers. I mean, you can they could even hold somebody down and get their breath.
Well, I don't, from what I understand, I don't think just showing the presence of alcohol, which is what the flashlights can do, is not enough evidence to convict somebody of a DUI. You have to establish what their level is.
Well, doctor, this isn't America having them grab people, hold them down, and take their blood.
I certainly don't agree with that. I do agree with the principle that when you get a driver's license, if you refuse to give blood, then you may forego your driving privileges for a set period of time.
And that's a Supreme Court argument. Is it a privilege or not? If it's the general agreed upon conveyance, it's not, but they have it listed the automobile as the unusual conveyance, but that's a whole other debate, and obviously you're involved with the Traffic Safety Administration, the federal government, so you're probably an expert on this. But let's get into the blood. Why are you against this?
I think when people are brought to emergency departments or to hospitals for medical care, that's the health care team, the physician and nurses and so forth. That's their first responsibility, is to take care of that patient. They have other responsibilities to protect the general health and safety, and if they can do both in ways that don't interfere with each other, that's fine. But I think if you are If you have a person who does not want to give blood and you're literally wrestling them down to take blood from them against their will, that's clearly way beyond the bounds of medical care. So that's why I'm against it. I don't think we should be wrestling people to the ground and taking blood from them. I myself have never seen that happen. In fact, I think the police, at least in my state, the police rarely do that. I've been in Connecticut for 18 years, and I can only recall one time in 18 years when a state police officer came to the hospital requesting us to draw somebody's blood. So at least in this part of this neck of the woods, it's not done very often.
Okay, well, it says right here that they did it over 20,000 times in 1999 alone in Wisconsin, 23,500 times. And also, they have quotes here from the Las Vegas jail guard saying that every night people refuse and they have to hold them down. They have restraining systems. And, of course, they have the case of them killing someone in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Do they... I'm not a lawyer, but from what I understand, if in those circumstances, if somebody refuses, certainly in Connecticut, you can only do it with a court order.
Not in these other states. That's just all color of law. They beat the living tar out of you, stomp on your head. I mean, around here in Texas, when they arrest you, I mean, you can get out peaceably, but they go ahead and slam you around a bit. So it's kind of a
right.
So up in Connecticut, it's still a bit more genteel.
I suppose, or else maybe there aren't enough police to come to the hospital and investigate these cases. But
well, have you read the Wall Street Journal article?
I haven't actually. The gentleman who wrote it interviewed me about a month ago, and we had a fairly long conversation. But
it was front page yesterday.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll have to get a copy of it, I suppose.
You can go to Infowars.com,
okay.
Planet.com, and it's the top story. But, this is a scary article. They got jail guards in here snickering and, you know, saying, yeah, people resist every night, but we get the blood. And I mean, it's just scary. I mean, that just doesn't sound like America.
Uh-huh. Well, I've worked on this issue for a long time because in my position, I can honestly say that with maybe four or five exceptions, over 20 years of practicing full time as an emergency physician, I have never had a shift without at least one person who was a victim of a drunk driving accident. That's how widespread it is and how big a problem it is. The issue of people dying from drunk drivers makes 911 look pretty minor by comparison.
But those that'll give up liberty to attain security will get and deserve neither. I mean, you know, setting up checkpoints and sucking people's blood, I'm more afraid of that than I am drunk drivers. I mean, I drive all the time. Every once in a while you see a drunk, the police pull them over. I mean, I know thousands and thousands and thousands of people die every year from drunks, but thousands and thousands die from distracted drivers. I mean, now they want to mount cameras in the cars to make sure you're not distracted. Have you seen those articles?
I don't.
Big Brother will keep me safe. I mean,
yeah. Well, there were 17,000 deaths last year, and that doesn't count people who were permanently maimed and disfigured and disabled. So it's a huge problem. It's like if you took a 737 and crashed it full of passengers every day, that's basically what we're faced with.
No, I know, but here's the deal. It's never going to stop. There's more bars everywhere. The society's designed to do it. Humans have been guzzling alcohol for thousands of years. And the point is we're going to end up with the entire population in prison, and it's just going to continue.
Well, we've made a lot of progress. I mean, there's a lot fewer drunk driving deaths now than there were 10 years ago.
I'll tell you what, I want to ask you about that when we get back.
Okay.
Just do one more little segment with us, and then callers will get to you afterwards, and I'll get to all the other news. Because I want to discuss this, the move to put breathalyzers by law in all cars. It will save us. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right. There's another quote from Dr. Phil Brewer, president of the Connecticut College of Emergency Physicians and a fellow of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Dr. Brewer says some doctors fear that reporting alcohol levels to the police might violate the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which makes the unauthorized disclosure of patients' record a crime. Quote, who's willing to take that risk, he asked. I don't want to be the test case. Well, you haven't gotten the word, doctor. They don't follow the law. It's all about breaking it if you're the government. And so that's what these people are doing. But getting back, doctor, into drunk driving, you obviously don't want to come on and, you know, defend what's happening. But when a society becomes decadent and you got idiots everywhere, then the corrupt state gets to come in and run everybody's lives and treat us like children, and then people who don't act like children get treated like children. But there's the move in New York, the move, it's almost passed, it's out of the House in New Mexico, to make everybody get in their car and have a breathalyzer detector automatically. I mean, I'm not going to put up with that. What's your comment on that?
Well, I don't think having breathalyzers in all cars is needed or warranted. The great majority of drivers do not drive under the influence of alcohol, and there are plenty of drivers who drive under the influence of other drugs that aren't detected by breathalyzers, so that would be a huge expenditure. By the way,
this district attorney said that if you're on Ritalin or Prozac and they test your blood and find it, they'll go ahead and arrest you, even if it's prescribed.
Well, if it can be shown that you're impaired by it, that's a pretty difficult thing to do. But let's just stick to alcohol, if you don't mind, because I shouldn't have mentioned the other drugs. That's my fault. Alcohol is complicated enough as it is. In states where the one thing that's been shown in people who are repeat drunk driving offenders, the one thing that seems to work better than anything is interlock devices, or having a breathalyzer that you have to blow into and have a negative reading before you can start your car. That costs about $70 to install, and there's a $70 a month maintenance fee by whichever company you have put it in. And that's effective, but that's only for people who are repeat offenders, who have had two or three convictions, and especially the ones who are convicted and have lost their licenses and continue to drive anyway.
What's wrong with these idiots?
I don't know, but there's plenty of them to go around, and they will keep driving if you don't take them. Some of them will keep driving if you don't somehow prevent them. Another technique that's used in some places is impounding the vehicle. Problem with that is if it's a family vehicle, then the other people in the family who aren't drunk drivers can't use it. So the thing that seems to have the least negative impact on the family and the best positive impact on reducing drunk driving is an interlock device or breathalyzer that's hooked up to your ignition. But again, that's not for everybody. That's for repeat offenders, especially.
Yeah, but
people.
You notice how this works. Now they're wanting to make it for everybody.
Well, I don't know of any places where there's actually a law that's advancing and where that's likely to happen.
Very close to passing in New Mexico and New York.
I'm right next door to New York and I've not seen that. I would be extremely astonished. That would be such an unpopular law. I mean, that would basically be a $600 or $700 tax on every single car. I can't imagine that actually being enacted.
Passed the House in New Mexico.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes people pass laws knowing that they're not going to be signed into law for political reasons.
But, for publicity.
I doubt very much that Bill Richards, who I think is the governor of New Mexico, would stay governor very long if he signed that law.
No, they got a new one.
Okay. Well, whoever the governor is, he or she is not going to sign that law because that'll be the end of their term.
No, I think it is Richardson.
I think it's Bill Richardson.
Former Clinton Energy Secretary.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Doctor, anything else you want to add here?
Again, this is a tricky issue because people certainly do have the right to go out and drive on safe roads, and one of the major menaces to safety on the roads is drunk drivers. Society has to find ways of getting them off the road that don't violate our fundamental liberties.
And you agree that having the police do it or making doctors do it is a violation?
Oh, I think wrestling people down and drawing blood against their will is definitely not a good idea.
That's an old American ideal. Hey, Doctor, thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back with your calls, more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have unaccountable power and authority in this country by a bunch of government twits and their banker bosses that think that we are their property, and I'm sick and tired of it. What about you? Let's go ahead and take some calls. Because they can talk about drunk driving all day, my friends. Governments last century killed 200 million people, innocent people. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how they're getting control of our lives to do it again. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Since you drive without a driver's license contract, police lack jurisdiction to force you to take a blood alcohol test under implied consent. So that's a good thing.
It's all color of law. You heard the doctor, fellow in the federal government, saying it's illegal for him to do this, but they still do it.
Well, medical doctors murder 1,000 times more people in car crashes with med mal, medications, vaccinations, aborticides.
I don't know about 100 times, but it's way over what the cars do, and that's an official number.
Well, it's 5 million Americans die every year out of 300 million. 1.5 million doctors confess to killing, but they're never arrested for murder.
Those numbers have come out. It's the most dangerous thing to do is to go visit a doctor. But I mean, doctors also do great work. But I mean, they make a lot of mistakes. That's why they call it a practice.
Well, I worked as an investigator on 2 wrongful death lawsuits of people tortured and murdered by police. In one case, an ex-cop was beaten to death on the side of a road during a DUI arrest. In another $10 million case, an innocent, unconvicted woman was murdered in solitary confinement by denial of food, water, and medical care during a diabetic coma. After death, she tested a 0.40 blood alcohol level without drinking alcohol because she was in jail for 6 months. And this is a normal score for a diabetic. The blood tests are a huge scam no matter who does them, because a good blood test is very expensive. Hospitals don't even do tests that can test for alcohol because they give false positives all the time.
Well, I know this. I mean, I just read the Chicago Sun-Times where Homeland Security is controlling Hollywood. They got $70 million fake newscast, and they're funding that torture's good, selling us on this. So get ready to be tortured because cops think they're heroes when they torture you.
Well, that's an assault to stick a needle in your arm that can kill you. And Mr. Boyle...
By the way, they admit that there are a lot of conditions where that will cause you to go into shock or die, and that's what the doctors are saying. But the cops don't care.
All it takes is an air bubble to kill you. And Mr. Boyle, in your interview, admitted that a person is already under arrest for DUI before the blood test is taken. This means police do not require a blood test to win a conviction for DUI. It also means there's no passing score. And the Tennessee Driver Handbook right now confesses, quote, a driver can register a BAC of 0.0% and still be convicted of DUI. The level of BAC does not clear a driver when it's below the presumed level of intoxication of 0.08, end quote. So the whole thing's a big scam.
It is. It's a huge moneymaker. Thanks for the call. Very interesting. They're going to keep us safe. Let's talk to Ian in Canada. Ian, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I wanted to give you a heads up on the continuing saga of gun control up here. Just as a preamble, you know that they brought in the gun registration, and, of course, the illicit gun market exploded.
And then the guns they registered, what they banned, 63% of the guns registered within 1 year.
Yeah, the same old story. The criminality with guns has exploded. The illicit gun market exploded.
It's the same thing with drugs.
Yeah.
1% of America used opiates, okay, turn of the century. Then by the 30s, they had banned it. That made it have greater value. Then there was a market to push it on your children in the schoolyard, push it, the police pushing it. And then now, upwards of, 25 to 30% of people use opiates at one time or another. So this is the point. It's a scientific fact. And there was some idiot congressman on C-SPAN this morning going, we have to morally keep going. We'll never defeat it, but we have to morally fight it. Morally? You're pushing Ritalin and Prozac on more people that's just as bad or worse. It's a sick joke. It's an excuse for these goons to get into our lives.
Well, let me get to this point. I'm sort of building up to something that's going to absolutely enrage you when you hear this. Of course, the billion-dollar gun program was supposed to cost $2 million, but I'm convinced that billion-dollar has been redirected, like they did with the Clinton administration, into buying armored vehicles and state-of-the-art body armor and automatic weapons for our municipal police forces, which have been equipped with this, and there was no provision for that in municipal police budgets. And now our provincial government, our happy-faced liberal socialist provincial government, has announced that SWAT teams will now be used to go after deadbeat dads.
No, I saw that article. Yeah, which one are you talking about?
Understand now.
They have 85-year-old retired railway workers. You know, I see these articles every month. But when one particular case we had them on a few years ago, you have your gun owner ID card in Illinois, and it's usually old people. They forget to re-register each year and pay their privilege fee. And they do a SWAT team raid on them. What do they call them? Cage teams. And so, yeah, now you haven't paid your child support, you get this black ski mask goon raid. It's all about intimidation.
Alex, did you hear last, I think it was Friday, now we have welcomed the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people. Those murdering bandits are going to establish an office in Toronto.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, it's been radically expanded. They built a giant new building for them in D.C. Lord Bush did that. I mean, it's so conservative.
And there's no outrage on the part of all the liberals up here. You know, the Canadians, they convince themselves and delude themselves that they're the nicest country in the world. And this is often a foil they use against the American character as they perceive it. But you don't see any outrage. so socialist, would be up in arms. Now, I want you to understand, I'm a guy, as far as guns are concerned, I don't have any. They're like golf clubs. I don't need them, and I don't need more stuff in my life. But I know that the right of my neighbor to possess firearms protects me. And I know the history of the ATF. Maybe you could give me a little potted history of the ATF. Weren't they involved in the murder at Waco? Aren't they, in fact, involved in the control of illicit gun trading?
Everything. It's the most criminal organization that's on the surface in the federal government. And thanks for the call. I'll go over that here briefly. They were known as the regulators, the enforcers. And before the feds got smart and banned alcohol for a decade so the politicians could all run the alcohol trade themselves and make huge profits. Again, there were all this competition, thousands of breweries, thousands of whiskey makers. And so the big whiskey families, this is all public information, lobbied to have it banned. They then publicly had their factories and made it and shipped it out, and nothing was done. And the first checkpoints were set up, and they would search the vehicles. It was a good way to corrupt the police, and alcoholism tripled, and massive increases in alcohol poisoning because it was a bad quality. And the Seagram's folks up in Canada, your good folks, the Brofmans, they lobbied for it and made record money out of it. The Kennedys and others did. And so they brought all this in. But before that, going back into the 1900s, even before that, even before the 30s and the 20s, people would brew their own whiskey and not pay a tax. So the regulators would have shootouts, kill people. They started acting as bandits. They would just rob people, randomly set up checkpoints, and they were bounty hunters. They were just criminals. And so they were the most hated people out there. That's why in a lot of rural areas, feds are hated to this day. Because they'd rape people's wives. They'd take over towns. I mean, it was horrible. And that's what happened during Reconstruction, too, with the Northern soldiers. It's just, you give them unlimited power. This happens in history. It's human nature. You support the troops, don't you? I mean, yeah, it's a sick line. So the BATF was the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco. And then they slapped firearms onto it, and they said, oh, this evil hillbilly had a shotgun. He sawed off and shot somebody. Let's ban that. Oh, yeah, that's a hillbilly gun. Let's ban it. And that's how it all started. And so in big insurance scams by big globalists, they're allowed to burn down their buildings. BATF covers it up. And then they'll, go after a few real arsonists or a few, people that are innocent. A few token symbolic bust of, people running illegal cigarettes. I mean, it's just all a big scam. But, I mean, research the BATF. They are just an incredibly criminal organization. They'll plant a gun on you in a minute. Some of the states have passed the so-called gun show loophole law. Well, then that means you can't buy a gun from your neighbor if more than two people are there. So they'll have three people there. Your neighbor was really a BATF officer with their friend there, so that makes it three people, an illegal gun show, and you end up getting 5 years in federal prison, and the Republicans, of course, support with the Democrats. Project Exile, it's a gun crime, now it's federal, special federal prosecutors. I mean, it's just amazing. Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, 2 points if I can get to them. If not, oh well. First of all, on CNN, Ryan Lamb, notice how one caller, he said, so you do everything Alex Jones tells you to do? Totally out of the blue. Like you're some kind of cult leader or something, No.
I just sit here reading mainstream news articles of what they're doing to us and make films. And
people that agree with someone else just in sympathetic intellectual belief with someone else, they're blindly following them, I guess.
So anyway, if you vote for Bush, you just do whatever he tells you to do, yeah.
Right. Anyway,
what did you think of that C-SPAN piece?
Well, it was, it was just a remarkable piece of disinformation.
Well,
I don't have the number
in front of me, but I'm asking all our listeners to be nice to them, but to go to Infowars.com, Brian Lamb's still on the main page, click on the phone numbers there, call their office and say, look, Alex has been nice about this. Brian Lamb talks about him all the time. He's had two authors on that have written books about him, attacking him. Don't tell Alex that this is the election cycle. We're not on that now. When you just had this, quote, conspiracy author on, give Alex fair shake, his fair
defend
time.
Defend himself.
Pardon
Equal
me?
Equal time. to defend yourself. Absolutely. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, if C-SPAN's so fair and balanced, I want everybody tomorrow morning, Washington Journal, all the shows, please call them in the morning, which, come on, at 6 o'clock Central or something. Call into that show and tell them, hey, have Alex Jones on. Let him defend himself. Infowars.com.
Well, let him debate this expert on conspiracy, you know. I mean,
and, you know, if they're afraid of me, I'm going to be nice if I go on the show. You know, I don't even care about going on the show. I need to defend myself here.
Right. Well, they're denying me the same opportunity in our statewide paper that's the only paper here. But I may not have time to get to that.
What was your second point? Go ahead.
Well, the first point's actually more germane to this show. I was driving down the road at night the other night, and, you know, a cop comes behind me. He starts tailgating me to see. Now I pulled kind of a rolling stop, but there was nobody around except him, and I kind of pulled in front of him a little too fast. So anyway, he starts kind of, not tailgating, but he would have soon, to kind of put pressure on me to speed up. There's not a convenient place to turn off. So trying to force me into something, right? So anyway, he stops me, gets out. He admits that he knows about my sworn affidavit. And I explained to him, you know, nicely, I was real nice, that you're going to have to prove that this ordinance applies to me. You're going to have to swear under the penalty of perjury. Are you prepared to do that? And it's all on video record. Now, I notice he doesn't have a name tag or badge number, just a cloth patch. And I, you know, pointed that out to him. He said, well, we're not required to do that anymore. I said, well, who told you that? Because they need to be held totally accountable. We don't have secret police here.
Yeah.
You know, why not just wear a mask?
Almost all the state codes, the federal code, they have to have their identification out.
Right, and they got little tiny numbers on the front and back bumpers of their cars instead of painted big on the side so you can't see what car it is. You know, why not just wear a mask? So anyway, now the guy
starts
getting...
Well, that's what it's all about.
Now the guy starts getting hot-tempered. Another cop car, you know, during the checking my license and all that, he calls for backup for no reason, and I'm being totally calm. And this other guy sneaks up like he's being, like I can't see him. And he starts coming in and trying to, you know, chew me out. So I start pulling away and nodding and saying, am I free to go? It's over 15 minutes. This is a detainment. Am I under arrest? Goodbye. As I'm pulling away, using my left arm to signal that I'm pulling into the lane. And the second, and the other guy saying, okay, see ya. He was actually pretty cool. So then the second guy starts shouting at me, my window's down, put your seatbelt on. Okay, so now I completely ignore him. I ignore what he was saying before. Then he says it again. He shouts at me again, put your seatbelt on. Like he's my nanny, you know. Dress nice and warm or I'll crack your head open. That's how concerned he is for your well-being. So I just defied him and drove off. And that was the end of that. But I thought you'd find that interesting.
Okay,
that's all recorded.
Last point, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, the Tribune, I wanted to counteract the falsehoods. The Tribune's printed by Ed Fielner of the Heritage Foundation that the notorious sections of the Patriot Act are sunsetted and that there is no Patriot Act.
Yeah, that's true. The sunset section sunsets, you know, the stuff about how we love the liberals and happy birdies and
right.
You know, all the really serious stuff is not sunsetted.
Well, I tried to counteract that, and by personal grudge and retaliation, or at least extreme negligence, tortfeasance, they completely mutilated my letter, so there's 25% survives of effectiveness. So I said I'd like him to reprint it. Anyway, I'm going to print a public notice, and the publisher won't allow me to print a public notice with the correct reading and explaining the cover-up. Well, I called the head corporation, Lee Enterprises, talked to general counsel. He was very interested, especially when I said it appeared the editor-in-chief and the publisher have entered into a conspiracy against me.
Yeah, they can't take your letter and edit it and then not later let you pay for your own notice.
Well, especially the longer
the Gotta let you go. Gotta let you go. Michael in Rhode Island, or Michelle in Rhode Island, go ahead. Michelle, it's good to talk to you here on the show today.
I wanted to, I had an idea when you were talking about the drunk driving. Instead of mothers against drunk driving, maybe we should have mothers against government control and name it magic. But anyway.
No, that's a good idea. Or mothers against police states.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you a favor. There's a guy running for president under the Libertarian Party named Aaron Russo. He wants to close the borders. Ensure the Second Amendment is still passed.
Yeah, we've got him coming on the show. He's been on the network.
Yeah, and has he been on your show recently?
He's been on other people's shows and on the network.
Right, I've heard him on Dave and Joyce, and I know that the Libertarian Party convention is in May, and he's probably going to win the the nomination for the party. But I didn't know if you'd consider having it on or not.
Yeah, you know, I got phone numbers for him and stuff, and I guess they were wrong, but it's being set up.
Okay, good. I look forward to that, and you take care, Alex.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Michelle. We're going to break here in a few seconds, and then I'll come back and hit five or six articles I haven't covered and just briefly throw out the mailing address and phone number and websites to get the videos and the books and the materials. If you want to wake people up, folks, it starts at the grassroots. That's where you got to take action. And it starts with the minds of men and women everywhere in all 50 states and worldwide. And I've made videos, wake up 90% of those that see them. That's a tool everybody should be using, a proven, effective tool. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Stop procrastinating, order the videos, get the films, the books today, and get them out to everybody. We'll be back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All right, my friends. Final segment. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Government will track ID card use, as if we didn't already know that. And again, you go into the grocery store and they say, oh, your stuff's going to be $25 more because you don't have our what do they call it? Loyalty card. That's training you that if you don't biometrically scan, you don't get the discount. And then, oh, then it'll be the law. But in England, they admit, in the London Guardian, the government does, that, oh, yeah, we're going to use this to track everything you do. And it's the same system. Government will track ID card use, the pattern of everyday use we make of our identity cards, known as the audit trail, will be logged and kept on a central computer to allow abuses to be investigated once the scheme is introduced. A senior Home Office official indicated yesterday, Stephen Harrison, the head of the Home Office's Identity Card Policy Unit, said yesterday there was also plans to introduce mobile electronic fingerprint and eye scan units to allow elderly and infirm people in rural areas to register for identity cards without traveling long distances. And again, they make you in a lot of the stores in England thumb scan to buy and sell, to get into bars, just get your driver's license, to buy gas, just tracking what you buy and do, which is what the Total Information Awareness Network said it was all about. The Register reports NEC Demo's Big Brother biometric phone booth. And it says the biometric team has developed a facial recognition algorithm they claim can match a captured image with a database with better accuracy than ever before. And they say they want to make you do this to use a phone booth. Make sure there's no fraud involved. It'll save children. Cameras to guard new city parks. They're going to guard you. Beginning with the Skate and Splash Park, all new city parks in Rogers will have an all-day, all-night patron, Big Brother. See, recasting Big Brother is loving and good. Parks Director Jim Welch said Monday morning at a special meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission that a recent arson incident with the damage estimates exceeding 100,000 precipitated his directive to make surveillance cameras a part of future park plans. And it goes, it's like anything else. If you know a camera's watching, it will keep honest people honest. Oh, guilty until proven innocent. And in Michigan, 5 years ago, they've been doing it. Cameras in most of the state bathrooms, and they admit over the toilets. Why, that'll stop vandalism. Don't have cops bust people that are doing stuff in the bathrooms. Just make, you know, we all, you know, it's keep you safe. Stop criminals. You know, it's good. Israel to kill in U.S. and allied nations. Nobody ever believes this when I mention it. So I thought I'd reread this. United Press International, 115.03. Israel has embarked upon a more aggressive approach to the war on terror that will include staging targeted killings in the United States and other friendly countries, former Israeli intelligence officials told United Press International. It's already going on. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has forbidden the practice until now, these sources said, speaking of condition of anonymity. The Israeli statements were confirmed by more than a half dozen former and currently serving U.S. foreign policy and intelligence officials in the interviews with United Press International. Just thought I'd mention that because, you know, if Israel bombed the USS Liberty knowingly to blame it on Egypt with our government's blessing, imagine the very useful hit teams here domestically. Don't have time to cover the other stuff. It was incredible, but we'll get back to it tomorrow and back to 9 to midnight. Be sure and tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about the show. Email your email list. Tell them to tune in at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Help us spread the word. We don't mince words. We're not backing down. We don't censor you. We don't screen your calls. We have the great guest on. We work tirelessly to expose the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get my videos, get the books, get the materials that are so good at waking people up and make this show possible. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. More great shows coming up. God bless you all. Again, see you back tonight, back tomorrow.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.